8 minutes now before the top of the hour, Jim Michaels will have a look at all the local, state, and national news for you. And boy, I sure was sad when the news came across last night that John Madden had passed away. So many different things rolled through my brain when I think about John Madden. Of course, I see him as a coach of the Oakland Raiders. I think about the Immaculate Reception. I think about him being carried off when he won the Super Bowl. I think of him as a Hall of Fame coach. And then my second thought for him is in the broadcast booth, because I absolutely loved him. And I loved it when he was paired with Al Michaels. I always wanted him to be, him and Al to be the ones doing the Super Bowl, and was fortunate that they were the ones that did the Super Bowl when the Steelers played against Arizona. And I posted this on Twitter last night. I've watched that game probably at least 20 times over and over and over again. And there's a point in there where John Madden, when Ben, you know, does this typical Ben scramble thing and gets out of it and, you know, throws a completed pass downfield. And he's like, you know, in his John Madden voice yelling, "That's just Ben being Superman." I say it with him every time. And I can hear it in my head all the time. And to me, that's like the iconic phrase of that game. It's just, it's amazing. It's amazing to hear him and to just remember him as a broadcaster. He was fantastic. And then, of course, there's the game, the video game. And so there's a whole generation that that's what they think of. And when you realize the thing about that game is it began in 1990. And it was his face on the cover. All the way until 2001 when Eddie George was on the cover of Madden. But it was his face the whole entire time. I know the very first ones I bought for my kids, it was his face on them. And then, of course, don't forget Browns fans, Peyton Hillis was on Madden 12. That was just, I mean, the whole Northeast Ohio was bonkers when that happened. And then, of course, John Madden was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2006. And he really, his speech at the Hall of Fame was outstanding. And I remember him, you know, talking and remembering his career and kind of just reflecting on all of the different things that happened to him over the years.
I think over in the Hall of Fame, that during the day, the people go through and they look at everything. And then at night, there's a time when they all leave. And all the fans and all the visitors leave the Hall of Fame. Then there's just the workers. Then the workers start to leave. And then it gets down, there's just one person. And that person turns out the light, locks the door. I believe that the busts talk to each other.
And everybody just now, isn't that in your head all the time? We think about it all the time. Plus this one, you remember John Madden and Thanksgiving, and, well, this occurred.
You know what a turducken is? A turducken, this thing here, is a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned turkey. Cut sideways, and you get a little turkey and a little chicken and a little duck. Now that's there. That's turducken.
He just made those things. I mean, when you listen to him talk about stuff like that, it just has to bring a smile to your face. And I just also, as I said, loved hearing him talk about life and football.
I think this journey's the most special because there's not a lot of people that have the opportunity. You think about where you started in football, playing in high school and college and then pro and then being injured and starting coaching as a young coach. I have never worked a day in my life. I went from player to coach to a broadcaster, and I am the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah, he was pretty darn awesome. And for those of you, the younger crowd, remember him from the video game.
That one didn't have a chance. Boom, he's on his back.
If you want to stop the run, it all starts up front. Those defensive linemen are holding their ground and filling their gap. Look at the speed this guy has. But it's not all about his speed. Watch him break through a tackle and just keep going downfield. That was one heck of a run.
Oh, I could hear that coming out of my kid's bedroom over and over and over again. But again, John Madden passing away yesterday at the age of 85. For those of you who don't know, he was actually drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles in 1958. But, of course, best known as the coach of the Oakland Raiders, 1969 to 1978. He won Super Bowl 11, and so many people just remember him for so many different things. And John Madden will be missed. 85 years old, passing away yesterday.